for all your kindly participation in this great moment and from India. So we are discussing the answer given by Sudha Goswami to the saintly person, Brahmin, who assembled at Nainital to have a discourse on Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when the question was there, that after departure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna from this planet, to the abode, that we have already described. What is Krishna's abode? Krishna's abode is there in the spiritual world. Just that we have got various kinds of planets within this universe, and there are universes, and each and every one of them, there are millions and trillions of planets. This is only one fourth manifestation of Krishna's creation, including all these universes. That is stated in this Bhagavad Gita. Atvabhumetina kingatena tavarjana ikamsina vishtabhya aham idam Krishna jagat. This whole material world is one-fourth manifestation of one-fourth energy of Krishna. The three-fourth energy is exhibited in the spiritual world. Here, the living entities in all these universes, they are very minority. Just like in the prison house, you cannot expect the majority of the population. The majority of population is outside the prison. Only a few number of criminals, they are in the prison house. Similarly, all these living entities who are within this material world, it is called Durga. Durga. Durga means four. And the superintendent of this Durga is called Durga, Durga Shakti. Shishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rika Chai Vajasya Bhuvanani Vibhati Durga. This is the jurisdiction of Durga. Mostly the living entities, three-fourths of the living entities, they are in the spiritual world. They are called Nitya Mukta. They do not come within this material world. And the living entities who come within this material world, they are called Nitya Baddha, ever conditioned. Ever condition means before the creation they were conditioned. Bhutta Bhutta Praliya. So Krishna's opulence is unlimited. Ananta. That's what his another name is, Ananta. Advaita Achyuta Ananta. That is, this is description of the Brahmasan. Advaita Achyuta Ananta Anadi Adyam Purana Purusam Navajo Banan. He is Advaita. Advaita means He is not different from anything. Because anything we see, that is energy of Krishna. Parasya brahmana shakti tathaiva akilam jagat. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, ekasthane stuta sharne jyotsna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akilam jagat. Akilam jagat. All these universes are exhibition of the energy of Krishna. Just like the fire can distribute its heat and light from one place. The example is the sun, the great fire, the greatest fire within this universe. It is distributing the heat and light from one place. You can see everyone. The sun glow. It is lying in one corner of this universe. Although the sun glow is 1400 times, 1400,000 times bigger than this earth, still you can see it is lying in one corner. So this is Agni. We require heat and light. Therefore Krishna has given us the heat and light. So as you can see, the sun globe is situated in one place. Still, its heat and light is distributed throughout the whole universe. Similarly, Krishna is living in his own abode, sadhana. But his energies are being distributed all over. He comes in a situ jagat. Therefore, Krishna says that manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaya jatatavati siddhyana kaschid vetimam tatat. We do not know how much powerful, omnipotent is Krishna. Without knowing his power, we treat him as ordinary person, a very big person or great person. No. That is our poor fund of knowledge. Avajananti manamura param bhavavajan. Such persons, such mudhas, they do not know what is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddha. Siddha means one who is factually in knowledge of everything. He is called siddha. And jatatavati siddhana. There are many jnanis, yogis, they are called siddhas. But out of many millions of such siddhas, one may or may not understand Krishna. Therefore he says, avajananti madhumura param bhavavajan. So, here Śrīla Gosvāmī says, munaya sādhu kṛṣṇu ham. Oh, your question is welcome. Sādhu. When there is something very glorious, we welcome by saying sādhu, sādhu. It is very nice, very nice. Sādhu. Amongst the learned scholars, Vedic scholars, when they approve something, they say sādhu, sādhu. Very good. So, when Krishna's question was asked by the audience, the after departure of Krishna. The knowledge and dharma, dharma jnana, these two things are very essential things in the human society. Without dharma and without jnana, it is animal society. Jnana means to know, self-realize what I am, that is jnana. And after jnana, there is no dharma. Dharma means occupational duty. If you do not know what is your constitutional position, then how your occupational duties can be asserted? Therefore, dharma jnana divisha. So that is jnana. When you understand that we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are eternal servants of Krishna, there is jnana. And after having this jnana in full, then our dharma, actual dharma begins. So Krishna directly says, sarva dharmān parityajya mānekam saraṇam vraja. This surrender unto Krishna is dharma. Other things which does not teach how to surrender to Krishna, that kind of dharma is called koitava, cheating. Therefore Bhagavad says, dharma prochita koitava artha. All cheating type of religious principles are completely rejected. Cheating type. Koitava, this very word. And Siddharthaswami comments on this, that liberation, mokha vancha, to become one with the Supreme. That is also another type of cheating. Why it is cheating, that is explained. We have discussed all this part. Now here, Śrīla Gosvāmī says that your question about Krishna is very, very nice. It is welcome. Why it is very, very nice? Munā sādhu prishtoham bhavadbhi by you lokamangalam. If Krishna questions and answers are discussed simply all over the world, everything will be nice, peaceful, lokamangalam. People are anxious for peace, tranquility all over the world, but they do not know how to establish. That secret